The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
To the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You're tuned in to Monday's edition of the podcast where we're racing at Plumpton, Ayr and Wolverhampton. And you can listen to it all on William Hill's Racing Radio with Dave Kellner, John Budden and Ross Briley in the studio. But in the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on Monday's edition of the podcast is Mick Norton to take a look at some of the action. How are you today, Mick? You well?
Yeah, good, thanks. Sam, very good.
Good stuff. An interesting Saturday for us as well yesterday, Mick. Obviously, the headline of the day, Saïda Grougie, running in that Chepstow handicap. What did you make of the run? It was a bold decision by Connections, which ultimately looks to have paid off.
Yeah, I mean, it was, as you say, a bold effort. The time for the condition wasn't it wasn't spectacular, but I mean, you wouldn't have expected it to be. They went a good gallop, and the fact that he was giving over a stone and a half to his rivals and the way he did it, he certainly looks back on track, doesn't he? Without sort of getting carried away. I think the further he went, the better he got. It looked like to me as though it was a race of two halves for him. The first half of the race, both he and Jamie were trying to put the Newbury disappointment behind them. But the second half of the race, he seemed to start enjoying himself.
He did, yeah. He
which
really...
I thought was important for his outlook when he goes back to defend his crown. He'll go there in top physical, mental form, won't he? So from that sense alone, it's great. I'd love to see the old champs going back and defending their crowns. You know, win, lose, or draw. It's just great to see them there, isn't it? And, a bold move by Connections. Well done to them. I mean, they're not big owners. They haven't got a stack of runners going for them at Cheltenham, have they? It's important that they get him there, unlike Jigginstown and the Riches and people like that have got loads of darts to throw at the board. These people have got one. So it's important that they get him there, and that was great to see him back on track.
Yeah, absolutely. Shaping up to be a fantastic Queen Mother chase. Sprinter Sakura remains the 3-1 favourite. 4-1 Dodging Bullets, 4-1 Saïda Grougie, 11-2 Champagne Fever. I would argue now, Mick, that the only one of the forerunners now with a question to answer is probably Sprinter Sakura.
Yeah, he still has, hasn't he? Yeah. And they're keeping a low profile with him as well. We're not getting daily bulletins, which is great to see. I hate daily bulletins about these horses. Yeah, let's get him there, see how he looks in the paddock, goes to pose, etc. And basically what happens from halfway when the chips are down. Yeah. It didn't happen for him at Ascot, did it? I mean, no. He'd been off a long time, but he's done that. He's come back from a long break before and been spectacular.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, there's something more to it.
Yeah.
Let's hope they can work their magic on him on the day and we end up with a good race. It'd be great to see those two fighting it out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Roll back the years a bit.
Yeah. Have you got a fancy for the champion chase?
I'm still learning about it. So
yeah.
Still learning about it. It's a race I like, but this year there's more questions than answers, and I don't even know the answers to some of the questions.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what the questions are.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that one anyway, though. We'll move on to some of Saturday's other top performers. Rocky Creek winning the Betbright Chase over at Kempton in good fashion. They've made him their 12-1 second favourite for the National, Mick.
Yeah. He, once again, you know, he's a horse that's come out of the Hennessy Gold Cup and put up a really good performance. Hennessy's looking very strong this year, isn't it? Hennessy form. And, that was more like it. And he's got a nice, easy way of going about him as well that suggests that Aintree will not faze him. I know they've always thought that Aintree would be fine for him, and I've always had half an eye on the national for him. that breathing operation he had in midsummer helped. He ran well in Ireland too, and which we thought would have put him right for the Hennessy, but for some reason it just didn't work for him, did it? But anyway, he goes back there. You know, he ran really well in it in the previous visit to Aintree, didn't he? And he goes back there with a great chance.
You mentioned there 12-1 behind a 9-1 favourite, shut the front door. You like anything in the National at this moment in time, Mick?
Again, it's... I mean, shut the front door is going to get over a bit, whatever happens, isn't it?
Yeah, especially if, as we expect, AP to get the leg up. I mean,
yeah, I'm still on the fence as regards the National, Sam. Bit too far off for me.
Yeah, no, yeah, fair enough. The final then, the standout performers really from Saturday was the winner of the Ida at Newcastle, Milborough, who won at odds of 18-1, chased home by Summary Justice, Woodford County and Knock and Rawley. I had a bet in this one, Mick. I backed the fourth place, Knock and Rawley, and I have to say, I discounted the 1 and 2 pretty early on.
Yes, once again, it was a triumph, wasn't it, for like smaller owners who bought this horse privately from Tim Vaughan, and then they've gone and picked up a nice prize like the Ida, and great for the owners. Owner missed the race because she's on duty in Dubai. She's a BA stewardess,
all right.
A flight attendant, and she was working in Dubai. But I think she managed to see the race in Dubai. Yeah. I understand. So quite a thrill for her, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It was not quite the grueler that we sometimes see because of the... I mean, a lot of horses were phased out by it, but the ground had just dried out a little bit, I think,
yeah,
and did help. But because it was a good race, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Between the front two, they had a rare old set two all the way up the home straight. And well done to Ian Duncan. And also well done for giving Graham Waters, who was attached to the Lucinda Russell, a big chance of a high-profile winner. And he's only got 8 horses, Ian Duncan. So a great feather in his cap to win the Ida.
Where next for Milborough?
He's coming back for the Scottish National, I understand.
Oh, OK.
So back to Ayr, because they're not far from Ayr as the crow flies, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
So Scottish National next stop.
All right then, fantastic stuff. There we are then, that's a bit of a roundup of the weekend. And speaking of Ayr, we're racing there on Monday, and that's where we've picked out the 3 races to preview on this edition of the podcast. The first up comes from the first of the day at Ayr at 2:20. This one is a 2-mile maiden hurdle. It's a class 5 contest with 14 of them down to go to post. Who do you like here, Mick?
Yeah, I picked this race because at least we had a nice each way angle here. And when you get stuck into it, there aren't too many that you can really give a chance to, on what we know anyway. We'll go through them in race card order. Number 3, Glacial Rock, trained by Alistair Willans. Brian Hughes taking the ride. Now, we haven't seen him for 789 days. Comes out the Irish Point to Point for a long absence, but he's definitely got ability, this horse. He won his boxing bumper on his only start under rules in 2012 at Toaster. So we know he's got ability. It's just whether he's wound up for this after such a long time off. I suppose the market will tell us that. Spoils of War. This is his hurdling debut, but he brings Irish point-to-point placed form into it. He was second in a course bumper on his first start for Lucinda Russell, so he's an interesting debutant, and Lucinda's horses couldn't be in better form. We've seen them performing very well for the last, ever since the turn of the year and before, but especially since the turn of the year. But the interesting one for me is a 4-year-old, Prairie Town, a son of High Chaparral, who was chucked in the deep end for his hurdling debut. That was in decent company at Newbury. Huey won the race. He finished a respectable 6th. Mm. And he was a decent horse on the France. Decent horse on the flat. Originally came from France, but placed here on the flat at a rating in the mid-70s. And... I thought it was probably between those two and the fact that Spoils of War and Prairie Town, and I just shared it with Prairie Town, mainly because Tony Carroll doesn't usually send his horses that far north, and he must have thought he's found a winnable opportunity for him there. So Prairie Town gets the vote in the 220, but I think it'll be a fascinating betting market, you know, as regards the likes of Glacial Rock, etc. And who knows, there might be something else there, jump out the woodwork at us, trapped into box. It will not take much winning, this race. It will not take much winning.
Fair enough then. Prairie Town in the Air 220 for Mick then, number 14, right down the bottom of the card, getting the weight for age allowance as well. We'll move on then to the 320. This one is a handicap chase, ran over the extended 3 miles and three furlongs. It's a class four event with nine runners.
Well, there's only eight now, because I think Snook has already been...
Has one already gone?
Snook has already out. But hopefully the dead eight stand the ground. And,
yes.
You can make a case out for quite a few of these. Once again, we'll go in race card order. The top weight is Mr. Marker, trained by Nicky Richards, Brian Harding taking the ride. Interesting runner, Mr. Marker. He's been given a chance by the handicapper. This time last year, Sam, he was racing off 1.35, and here he is, down two grades from his last start, off 1.20. He's a former course winner, stays well, need to, 3 mile three, it'll take a bit of getting round air. So very interesting runner. He's 11 years old now, but he does know how to win round air, and he's definitely on the short list. Number two is Chavoy, Tony Kelly riding for Rebecca Menzies. He's back to his last winning mark over hurdles, but he is £6 higher than his steeplechase win in January. But we know he can handle it over hurdles. And he has got form here, and he's been pretty consistent. So although he's got to just conclusively prove his stamina for this far, he comes here in good form. Everard, trained by Mickey Hammond, went amongst the winners. Henry Brook taking the ride. Ran well in second off this mark last time, hinting at a return to form, but he's effectively still £10 higher than his last win, which does just temper enthusiasm a little bit. What's Up Woody? I mean, I love What's Up Woody. It's ages since he won, but this gallant front runner always gives his supporters a run for the money. Nearly held on in Kelso the other day. It'll give his backers a real good run from the front again. And he might, I hope he does, he might be good enough to hang on. Jonathan Bewley riding him for Father. And what can you say about him? I'd love to see him win. But I think the danger might be the final one on the shortlist, and that's Bertie Milan. Lucy Alexander riding for Father Nick. Ran well at Musselburgh last time, suggesting a return to form. A lot of the Alexander horses are just hinting as if their turn's just around the corner. Both of his wins have come right-handed, but he's got plenty of place form this way round. And in receipt of, what's he getting now, £8 off of What's Up Woody, I think he might be the danger. I'd love to see What's Up Woody win, but I do think Bertie Milan might just come and nail him.
Okay.
Close home.
Yep, fair enough. Bertie Milan then, the one for Mick in the 320 at Air. We'll move on into the last race in our podcast, and the last race of the day from Air on Monday. This one comes up at 4.50. It's a 2.5 mile handicap chase. There's seven of them lining up for it. Who do you like here, Mick?
Yeah, again, only seven, but quite a few with chances. And as before, we'll go through them in race card order. Little Glenchies is certainly knocking on the door. Could be a quick double for the... the Alexanders. Lucy riding for Father Nick. She won on this card last year. She won the novices on this card last year. She's on the same mark as her close second at Newcastle last time. And I thought she was coming to win that day, but the winner, Beeves, just kept pulling out a little bit more. But the handicap has left her own, which is an absolute bonus. I thought he might nudge her up a couple of pounds and make life difficult for her. But I do think this is a winnable opportunity for her. Great Link represents Tony Carroll, who we've gone for in the opener with Prairie Town. He's still £9 higher. He won summer jumping in June last year, and he's struggled off of his new mark since, and comes here on the back of an unseat last time as well. Silverton, trained by Lucy Normal. She's got plenty of form here, but disappointing last time. But first and second on both visits to Air, so got to be respected on her course form. And the dark horse of the race, and very much the dark horse of the race, is No Deal, trained by Lucinda. Peter Buchanan taking the ride. is entitled to improve for that chasing debut. That was 51 days ago. That was after 730 days off.
Yeah.
The stable are in really good form, as we know. And this horse, earlier on, before the lengthy absence, he won two bumpers and was second in the other one. Not many are good enough to win two bumpers. He's very much the dark horse of the race. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see money come for him. He'd have to improve on the bare bones of that chasing debut to beat Little Glenshee, but he wouldn't be surprised if he was backed to do so. But with it just being a bit of a if and but, I'm going to stay with Little Glenshee to give the Alexanders a double.
Okay, fair enough. Little Glenshee then for Mick in that Air 450. If you could just remind us, please, one more time, your three selections for Air.
Yeah, Rare Runner at Air for Tony Carroll with Prairie Town in the 220. He ran well on debut and a hot novice at Newbury, won by QE. In the 320, the stamina test, 3 mile three, it's going to take a bit of getting. Bertie Milan running himself into form and getting weight off most of his form rivals. Could initiate a double for Father Nick, who's also got Little Glenshee, who won on this card 12 months ago. She's got six rivals in the 2.5 mile chase, and she comes here on the back of another good solid effort at Newcastle last time off the same mark. So they're the three, and let's hope we have a good day with them.
Yep. There we are then. Thanks very much. That there we are, mixed selections for Monday's racing at Air, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio with Dave Kellner, John Budden and Ross Briley. We're also at Plumpton and Wolverhampton on Monday as well. Thanks for joining me on the podcast today, Mick, and good luck with those bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.